AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Members of both the Senate and the House met in private today with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and other administration officials about tension with Iran. Washington Democratic Congressman Adam Smith, chairman of the Armed Services Committee, says Iran has backed off a bit, but he doesn't know if the tension has died down.
Yeah, that's a difficult thing to calculate. There's a lot going on in a lot of different places, so I would hesitate to say it's de-escalated at this point.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan says the warnings to Iran are meant as a caution to that country.
Our biggest focus at this point is to prevent Iranian miscalculation. We do not want the situation to escalate. This is about deterrence, not about war.
House Democrats growing more restive and louder as more demand to try to impeach President Trump. Now a Republican has joined in. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with more.
Justin Amash has stepped further than even some Democrats, and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy tells the AP Amash is an outlier.
Mr. Amash always has a different voting record than most of us anyway.
And is out of step with America. Amash doesn't care.
I really am not concerned about what Kevin McCarthy thinks about it.
And says GOP pressure has no influence over him. Fellow Republicans are furious but have not moved to punish Amash. Even the House Freedom Caucus, the GOP's most conservative group, is not throwing out Amash, who is one of its founding members but has not shown up for recent meetings. Sagar Magani at the White House.
At a rally outside the Supreme Court, people like Destiny Lopez with the group All Above All protested recent state laws to tighten abortion restrictions. Lopez says the Trump administration's list of targets is growing.
Undocumented people, Muslims, low-income people, people with disabilities.
This is AP Radio News. There's word of progress being made on reaching deals on debt limit increases and the outlines of a two-year spending agreement. It would likely be merged into one package. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says talks over the larger spending plan have held up emergency funding for disaster assistance.
This is the longest time I can certainly remember between disasters occurring and actually assistance being passed. People in the South and the Midwest who've been adversely affected have every right to be running out of patience with us.
Two deaths, both in Missouri, blamed on severe weather that's touched off 2 days of tornadoes from the plains to now the Midwest. The severe storms damaged a racetrack, grandstand, and buildings in a wild animal park in Missouri today, but mostly spared St. Louis, the biggest city in its path. By tomorrow, that system will be moving into the Great Lakes, where it will weaken. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.